Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you people score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And like we say every day at 5 o'clock, good morning. It is DPietro. It is Rothenberg. It is Friday.
Yep.
November the 12th, 2021, week 10 of the NFL already in full gear. And it picks up where week 9 left off. And that is a surprising upset by a team that is not very good, beating a team we thought was very good. We'll get to all the things. I think we'll get a lot of Islanders Devils today, certainly. Deep into the woods with that game. The Jets with the game against the Bills this weekend. The Giants on a bye week, thankfully, go around the NFL, make our unsuccessful pick that we'll go up with the K-Show against. But before we do any of it, let's say good morning to my true pal, Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. We made it. We did it. We made it to another Football Friday.
Yes, we did.
Favorite day of the week. Although that game last night was not great. But it is football on a Thursday, so we'll take it.
Football on a Thursday. At least it was not great. In fact, it was bad football, but at least it kept your attention. Like, at least it was a competitive game, and in the end, you saw a big upset.
Yeah, I mean, you were dead on. I mean, that's what we saw at the end. I mean, week 9 is exactly what we saw. Same exact thing, right? We got the Bills losing to the Jaguars, Dallas getting their doors blown off by Denver, and then short week. That's the crazy part about the NFL, man. It really is. Any given Thursday, Sunday, Monday, you name it. You had Jacoby Brissett start. He comes out, gives the thumbs up. Yeah, I'm good, coach.
Like, no. And then they're like, no, you're going to ride the punt. I mean.
No, you take a seat. We're going to go with Tua, whose finger wasn't good enough to start, but we're going to bring him in and ride him for the rest of the game. Good for Tua.
Great for two, and I thought he played pretty well, but can you explain to me, because I honestly, for the life of me, I do not understand it. He's not right. He can't start. He's allowed to be the backup in the game, and then when the starter goes down with injury, Tua can come in and be your backup quarterback and play for the rest of the game. If he can play in the game, why couldn't he start in the game?
Well, I think it was probably the same conversation around, remember we having that conversation, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, is 100% of Case Keenum better than 75% of Baker Mayfield. So, I mean, Troy Aikman said that he's been dealing with swelling in that finger, which is his throwing hand, and he couldn't make all the throws. So I guess maybe the mindset was Tua at, 75% isn't as good as Jacoby Brissett at 100%. But then when Jacoby gets banged up, let's face it, Jacoby Brissett is not,
no.
Is not a no. great quarterback.
No.
So you go back to the guy you drafted 5th overall. He comes out, makes a couple big throws, big defensive play. Miami's defense over the last couple games.
Yeah, they played really, really well. No longer, because we looked at these for the Jets and Giants and said, all right, those are going to be some wins. I guess they could be. I don't think you look at Miami and say, that's a win.
With that defense right now, no.
No.
No, I mean, that defense is balling out. I mean, Baltimore had no idea how they were going to deal with that kind of pressure, right? They had no idea how to do it. I had a safety in the box the entire game.
Yep, they brought guys from all over the place,
dude,
too.
Dude, Javon Holland had a game. I mean, it felt like his name was mentioned every snap. He was all over the place. Xavier Howard had the biggest play of the game. What was Watkins doing, by the way, on that pass into the end zone?
Oh, when he pulled up. Why not catch it?
Was he afraid he was going to run to the goalpost? I don't understand what happened.
I mean, he was open. It looked to me like there was room, and he just stopped. There were two things last night that I don't know that I've ever seen. Two things in that game that I'm not sure that I've ever seen. One, they run a flea flicker and go back to the running back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that. And then you have a screen pass, which clearly goes awry. I mean, you talk about going rogue on a play. The offensive lineman, there's a running back right there, and the offensive lineman's like, no. I will take it, and I will make moves that you've never seen before from a man my size, and I will score a touchdown.
That was one of the most exciting plays of the entire game.
It might have been the most exciting, but it was illegal.
Oh, I know it's illegal touching. Did you see the athleticism, though, on that guy?
Oh, my God. He turned into Baryshnikov. He caught. He's like, now watch this. And boop, and boop, and doop, and I'm in.
He knows that's not legal.
Know.
He knows it. Like, you know that's going to be a penalty. He just bodies the running back right up.
It'd be one thing if it was like he was there alone. He didn't know what to do, and he was confused. The running back was right there. He was right there, and he was like, "No, listen, I got it. I get out of my way, man. I've got it, and I will take it in.
They won't notice. I look like a running back."
That was wonderful. It really was. And Twitter after that play was just, it was sensational.
Well, I mean, that's how you don't really, I mean, rarely do you ever see that. Well, I mean, you don't see it usually because it's a penalty. But, I mean, that's not like one of the, eligible receiver and you throw it to him in the end zone. That's he catches a screen pass.
A screen?
And then dances and then dives and spins his way into the end zone.
And it's one of the great plays you've seen.
It was awesome.
It really was. You know, it's funny watching the game with Alex, and he's like, what is that? I was like, well, I think it's illegal touching, but maybe he's eligible. Like, he caught it as if he knew something we didn't know.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, he caught it, made the move, gets into the end zone, and I was like, was he eligible?
Yeah, so you had the same thought.
I felt like the play was drawn up for him. Like, did I miss
yes,
something?
I felt like, that's a great line. I felt like the play was drawn up for him as well. And I think he did as well. Like, in that moment, he's like, oh, like he saw the future. And he's like, it won't count, but I can change the complexion of my future right now. And that's what I will do. Bad game from the Ravens last night. Let's take a listen to their head coach. Here's John Harbaugh blaming the loss on himself.
This falls squarely on me as the head coach. We were not prepared the way we need to be prepared. Our schemes weren't up to snuff. We weren't prepared to execute the way we needed to. So that's it. Not on one player. Our players played their hearts out. They worked hard all week. They did everything they could to be prepared, and we just weren't ready. That's on me.
It's a good coach, man. Takes all the slings and arrows from a game that you just played that poorly in.
Yeah, this is why he's had the kind of success that he's had, and his guys play for him. And he's had longevity in one spot, which is not easy to do. It really isn't. I mean, what Baltimore's done with their coach, what the Pittsburgh Steelers have done with Tomlin, just coaches in general in Pittsburgh, that kind of stability. I mean, you find the right guy. And again, I mean, he even goes on to say, too, like, our guys, they prepared the right way. They worked their hearts out. They left everything on the field. And it was the coaching staff. We didn't scheme them up right. We didn't have them ready. Because, he has enough self-confidence to realize it's better for me to sit here in front of this microphone and yep. take all the blame than to start airing my guys out for no reason. On a Thursday night, it's a game we should have won, but guess what? We didn't. Right? And it's Miami. I would have, for all the guys that played, that grew up playing football in Miami, I expected more out of Baltimore last night. But again, that's one of those situations where you're playing a team that's not very good. They show up. Because you're the Baltimore Ravens, and it's on national television, so you get their best shot. And offensively, you realize it's the first time in Lamar Jackson's career that he's ever scored less than 14 points ever?
Really? I did not
realize
that.
He's had the longest streak ever. That's the first time
that he's ever scored less than... Daniel Jones is next? No?
No, I didn't see his name on that list, no.
That's unfortunate. So 2 weeks ago... Cincinnati's the best team in the AFC, right? I mean, look what they've done. They beat Baltimore. They're 5-2. They're rolling. That's the best team in the AFC. They go out, lose to the Jets. Then last week, well, no, you know what? Now we've figured it out. It's Buffalo. Buffalo's the best team. There we go. It's Buffalo. That's the best team in the AFC. They go out and lose to Jacksonville and score a grand total of 6 points.
Six points.
Now we've got to figure it out. It's Baltimore. Baltimore, best team, you know, looking good. Win last week, they hammer the Chargers, best team in the AFC. It's clearly Baltimore, and they go out and lose for the entire nation to see against Miami. So I will ask you this morning, who's the best team in the AFC?
I mean, just strictly based on resume right now and what they've done.
Tennessee?
You'd have to say Tennessee. I don't fully believe that just because you don't have Derrick Henry. I mean, you're talking about the guy outside of a quarterback, most valuable player to his team that's not a quarterback is Derrick Henry. But, I mean, the way that defense, especially the front four of that defense, has played recently.
Yeah, they're different now.
That's a scary unit. They're playing man. They're getting pressure with four. I mean, they embarrassed the Rams. Look at the teams that they've just beat. Look at the teams that Tennessee has recently just beat.
They beat Buffalo.
They beat Buffalo, correct. They beat Kansas City.
Kansas City, right?
So this is the run that they're on right now. So they beat the Bills. They beat the Chiefs. They win at the Colts.
Yep.
And then they win at the Rams.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty
good run.
That's a pretty impressive run, man.
Yep. He is a terrific coach.
Yep.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, you see what they're doing?
I mean, it's accentuating your point.
I mean, they're playing the yep, yep, yep. And then all of a sudden I make a point and you're like, yep, yep. I mean, it's transparent is what it is.
I'm accentuating your point.
It felt like you were mocking me in that
moment. No, I'm like this. I'm like the Spanx of your point. You make it, I tighten it up, and I accentuate.
Yep.
Look at how thin Dave's waist is.
Have you made the same money on your yups as she has on her Spanx?
No. Have you heard this? I mean, have you heard the story of Spanx? Like how that company started?
Yeah, didn't she like sell those out of the back of her truck?
That's crazy, man. I mean,
right?
Spanx and then how Lululemon started. It's, I don't know, it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough.
Well, you're not.
Oh, by the way, pickup truck paid for itself yesterday.
Really? In full. How?
Oh, you want me to tell you now or you want me to save it? I'll tell you now. It's not that good of a story.
Tell me now and then we'll revisit it later on for the new listeners.
All right, so Cass and the kids were out running errands, and I was home by myself, and I got to go to Bristol this afternoon. So I didn't even realize I'm driving around with a temporary license plate that says New Jersey on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, I can't. The last thing I want is all of a sudden now, on today, with how long this week has been, I'm going to get in the car with this temporary plate, get pulled over, and it's going to be a huge hassle. I'll be late. So I'm like, I gotta put the plates on.
Oh, so you have the plates?
I just recently got the plates. So grab the plates, tool belt, screwdriver.
Did you get on the hog?
But rather than put any clothes on, because I was resting, I just went straight out my super tight undies.
Wait, hang on a second. Like, this is not for show discussion. You opened the door to your home and went out in probably 55-degree weather in only tight underwear?
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
Yeah, only tight underwear. Well, I had the belt. Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I wanted to do it quick. I wasn't going to get my clothes on. I was in my underwear. I just walked outside and did it. It was in the back. It wasn't in front of the house.
Oh, so I see. The estate has enough room that you can do this without being seen by anyone.
Well, no, you could probably...
Now it's starting to make sense.
No, stop. If you pulled up, you probably could see me. I was on the side where the garage, like by the garage where the car is. So I was putting, like, just manly with the pickup truck, putting the license plate on. Cass pulled up and saw me in all my glory in the tight undies and the tool belt. And what do you think happened next?
Really?
Did you get on the hog?
She said, Richard?
She said, I got to be honest. Watching you,
really,
with that tool belt on, put those license plates up. Ooh.
So this is midday.
This is afternoon.
I got some sexy undies.
Midday, and that for me, couldn't tell you last time.
I said to her, "I said you want to go in the truck bed. You want to go right into the bed."
Oh my gosh!
Naked bodies pressed against each other.
Wow!
I said, "Should we christen this thing?"
She said, "Midday, huh? Afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it."
And she dragged me in, too. I couldn't
really?
Even say no.
Oh, now, who were you to say no? Did you even try? Were you like, no, I will not. I'm not a piece of meat. And then you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I played hard to get. I'm not going to lie to you. I said, so this is what it takes for a little afternoon loving? Is me
take me out for some Taco Bell and let's go.
Is me sweating outside in my tight undies, putting these license plates on? And she said, it doesn't hurt. So, all right, let's go.
I like that. You'll be changing license plates all the time.
I'll be ordering.
Cass, we got new license plates. What do you say I go out there in my tight underwear and I'll just change them? You let me know how that makes you feel.
I don't love these numbers. I think we need to update these license plates.
That's right. Why do we have a Z? Have you ever heard that? Z, very bad luck in the license plate. We'll get a new one. Let me order that. You'll start manufacturing. Rick, what are you doing? What are you doing in the back? Making license plates. You know what? I have extra time on my hands, and I figure, why not start to make license plates?
Just doing stuff in my undies, my tool belt.
That's right. If you want to do anything, we can do it, or we can't. 1-800-919-3776. How about this tweet that I received? Can you mention the huge World Cup qualifying game tonight between the U.S. and Mexico? Deserves a mention. U.S. playing Mexico tonight. Big World Cup qualifying game. There's the mention.
Pulisic isn't playing. Pulisic isn't playing tonight, by the way.
Who's not playing?
Pulisic. He's not playing.
Christian Pulisic will not be in the game tonight.
Will not be in the game tonight.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So Mexico, U.S., 9 o'clock tonight. 1-800-919-3776. By the way, the college game, it swept the country yesterday. Swept the country. People loved that game. Or they beat Glor.
Is that for real, by the way?
No.
That's a fake account, right?
Yes. Someone made a fake Twitter account for Glor University just on the heels of that game yesterday. Sam Houston State hammers Letourneau. Lawarno or Lashorno.
I love that.
He made it up.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it's not last minute, and I want to make sure it's prepared appropriately if it's going to happen. Would we like to do the, is this a real college game later today, or do we want to table it on this football
or
Friday?
Or they beat Glor. I don't know. Should we do it back-to-back days?
I don't know. Maybe next week.
Well, I think it's up to you. I loved it.
Here's what I'm going to
say.
Here's what I'm going to do.
For a second. By the way, how about the ending to the Arizona State game, by the way?
What, the 75-foot shot?
Holy.
Yep. That's a real school, though, Arizona State.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Or they UC beat
Riverside
Glor.
Also UC Riverside, school. Also a real school. Here's what we'll do. We'll give people a taste. We'll do one. Just one. To let people know what they missed yesterday and what will happen, I don't know, next either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Just one. Sam Houston State hammers Letourneau, Lawarno, or Lashorno. Listen, sometimes you got to create content on the fly, and that's exactly what happened there in that moment.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know, as great as you are, if it could possibly get any better than that one right there.
That was it?
If we were simulcast, the look on your face.
It was terrifying, right?
It was terror. And then it was like, all of a sudden, like this look of like accomplishment and like pride in yourself that you came up with Lawarno and then Lashorno.
You start screaming like, he's making them up. Like, yes.
It was so good. So good.
Glad you enjoyed it. So Odell Beckham is with the LA Rams. One of the teams we thought he might wind up on, right? I mean, we thought the Bucs, we thought the Seahawks, we thought the Rams, we thought the Ravens, we thought maybe the Saints, and he winds up on the Rams, and whew, that is some receiving core now, huh?
Well, it's been his goal, right? Like when he forced himself out of New York, his intention, he had every intention of being traded to the West Coast. To L.A., to San Francisco, one of those teams. And the Giants were like, no, we're going to trade you to Cleveland.
Good.
Tell us how you enjoy that. So he lives, during the offseason, he lives in L.A. I mean, you used to hear all the time, on off days, he would fly back to L.A. and then come back to New York. I don't necessarily know if that's the best, if it's the best fit for him as far as his production is concerned. He's got a great opportunity. I mean, look at his contract too. I mean, all the incentives for postseason and Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's in L.A. So, I mean, I think he chose location for sure.
Well, chance to win. Big-time quarterback.
Well, I mean, but you still had a chance to win in Green Bay. You still have a chance to win in Kansas City. But where do you think he gets more?
But right now, you think the Rams have a better chance or you think Kansas City has a better chance?
Well, I'm saying the mix of both. I'm saying having both. Because when you look at Kansas City and what teams have done defensively to Travis Kelce, and I know you got Tyreek Hill, but after that, Mecole Hardman's not that guy.
No, they're still
looking for that guy. And then in Green Bay, it's Davante Adams. They got Lazard, but it's Aaron Rodgers, man. And you'll be maybe the third guy, but probably the second guy in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think you're the second guy in Green Bay.
I mean, why do you think DeSean Jackson left L.A.? Because you got Cooper Kupp, who was having a historic season. Robert Woods was complaining that he wasn't getting the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good tight end. So
listen, Van Jefferson's not a bad third receiver.
No, Van Jefferson's a good wide receiver. But again, we said it yesterday, like it would have been nice for Odell to find a place where he was going to be the quarterback's guy. Like they could form that kind of bond, that kind of relationship. I think that's why a lot of people kept saying New England. Because New England now, you saw the success, and I know it's not Tom Brady, it's a rookie quarterback, but as far as playing out the rest of the season, New England's defense right now makes them a legitimate playoff team. Like New England is trending to now even potentially competing for the division right now with how
they're right there. What are they, half a game out in the division?
So, you know, he loves Bill Belichick. So I think a lot of people thought, okay, forget just this year, but moving forward, you come in this year, you learn the offense, you gain the trust of the coaching staff and the rookie quarterback, and now all of a sudden, because it's, I mean, look at their wide receivers. Bourne, Aguilar. No. I mean, he would evolve into being that guy for Mac Jones. But again, because he chose, I'm in L.A., I love L.A., the team has a chance to win a Super Bowl, the Super Bowl's in L.A., it's not a bad decision.
No.
At all. I just don't know production-wise if he's going to get what he wants.
Well, listen, there's no more stops and chances for this guy. If he can't, it's L.A., it's where he's wanted to go. It's a terrific football team. They're coached by a really bright young mind. They have a legitimate quarterback. They want to throw the football. It's going to be good weather. If he can't figure out a way to make it work now and here, when can he make it work?
No, I mean, you only have so many chances, right? Like, he needs to prove to people that he still has. I don't know. I'll ask you. I mean, will he ever be the Odell Beckham Jr. we saw in the first couple years?
I don't see how that's possible. I still think he can be good, but I don't think you'll ever see that again.
No, probably not. So now, I mean, I think you just said it perfectly. If you can't make it work here with this quarterback, with Sean McVay, we all know his reputation as far as play calling is concerned, then where are you going to make it? So he's got to be on his best behavior. And this team has as good a chance as any to win a Super Bowl right now.
So right now we sit here November 12th. We've seen the insane upsets over the last 3-4 weeks in the NFL. Who is the one team that you have the most confidence in?
The one team in the NFL I have the most confidence in right now,
I can't see you telling me it's Arizona.
No, I would probably still say Tampa.
Yeah, I think that's the team. Although I think it's unfair that we don't say Arizona.
Well, the only reason we don't say Arizona is because Kyler Murray's nicked up. DeAndre Hopkins is nicked up.
But even when they're healthy, there's always like, yeah, but it's Arizona.
Well, because I think there's a fear that, I mean, last year what happened to Kyler Murray? He got hurt. Was he the same quarterback?
Mm-mm.
No. This year, what happened to Kyler Murray? He got nicked. Like his ankle is nicked up. Like, they don't even know if he's going to play this week.
Well, you saw him walking around on the sidelines last week. He didn't look healthy. He didn't look right.
Now, it looked like he had a beautiful tank top on, though, with the chains hanging out.
That was very nice. Very nice look.
And how healthy is Hopkins going to be? I mean,
hamstring, right.
Doesn't easily just go away.
And I guess I would also say, why would you rush them back? You know, it's not like you went out last week and you scored 14 points and got hammered. You looked terrific.
No, it's the reason why you have Colt McCoy as your backup. Because he can go in and play. I mean, he can run the offense, just like it's called. I give Cliff Kingsbury credit, too.
He's a good
for how
coach.
He's adapted that offense.
Yeah, he's a really
good
coach.
He's the coach of the year right now. Cliff Kingsbury's the coach of the year right now.
I think he would have to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who else is even up there? I mean, Mike Tomlin's, depending on what they do. Vrabel's got to be certainly up there.
Vrabel for sure.
Yeah.
So Arizona, they got the Panthers. They got the Panthers this weekend.
And that could send them to 9-1, right?
9-1. Yeah, it should send them to 9-1. Then they're at the Seahawks, at the Bears, a game you'll be rooting heavily for Arizona.
Let's go Arizona. Yep.
Then they got the Rams at home.
That's a tough game.
That's a nice game. And then at the Lions,
oh.
Home versus the Colts, at the Cowboys.
Go Cardinals, go.
January 2nd. That's a nice little game.
Yeah, it
is. And then they finish the season off at home against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, so it's not, I mean, they have some easy games, but it's not an exclusively easy rest of the schedule. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out for Arizona and the health of, you're right, Hopkins and Kyler Murray.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Go around the league.
It's time to go around the league.
Oh, that's right. It is time to go around the league. We've dissected the Jets quite a bit. Of course, the Jets and the Buffalo Bills this weekend. 1 o'clock kickoff against the Bills. 11 o'clock pregame here on 98.7 ESPN. How about the Falcons and the Cowboys? Now, let me bring up the spreads. RJ, you sent the spreads, right? I believe. I saw them somewhere.
Yeah, we have the spreads. You need it?
I'm looking for them at the moment because I know he sent them, but I can't find it.
Dallas is minus nine.
All right, so the Cowboys. Here we go. I got it. Cowboys are minus nine. Now, this is... for some reason, I'm doing the K-Show again today, right? This is now the third straight week that I have to go on with our awful record and having embarrassed ourselves. And you... I don't even believe you have anything going on. I think you're like, you go do it because I don't want to.
No, you know I'm working today. Stop yourself. I'll be listening. It was not your best performance, though. I expected more out of you last week.
What are you looking for? What can I do to make you happy?
No, I think I was just getting on to 84, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Dave's coming on. I can't wait to listen. And it was, eh. There wasn't many yups. Like, you didn't make a point. I was like, yup.
Yup. Well, maybe that'll change. Oh, that's a deep-throated yup. That's a nice yup. All right.
You went deep-throating. I like it.
You know, why does your mind always have to go there? Okay.
Why do you have to put me in that spot?
Oh, my gutter, man. All right, let's go. Dallas and Atlanta. Cowboys minus nine. I don't know. Off of what they just did, Atlanta actually is a playoff team right now. I don't think I'm getting involved. I think we avoid that game.
All right, but I mean, if you were to lean one way, you would lean Dallas, though, no?
I would lean Dallas, but I don't know that Prescott's 100% healthy. Randy Gregory is out now. Tyron Smith is not healthy. I would avoid this game. But yes, I would lean Dallas, but I don't want to take it.
I'll be interested to see how Atlanta responds after the win they had last week in New Orleans.
That was a good win from them. It really was. But no Calvin Ridley yet again. I don't know. I can't take Atlanta in this game. I know you're all about we just have to pick the game that moves the needle for us. How do you feel about Buffalo minus 12 against your Jets?
Well, here's the thing is... Buffalo doesn't run the football, so the Jets' defense won't get gashed like it did against the Colts.
Fair enough.
But they do have a very mobile quarterback. They do have a legitimate number one wide receiver. They got a good tight end. But, more importantly, they also have one of the better defenses in football.
That's right.
So
you feel pretty good about it?
No, I'll tell you what I don't feel good about is the Jets' defense. The Jets' defense stinks. It does. It stinks.
All right. All that being said, do you like Buffalo minus the 12?
I would lean Buffalo minus 12, but it is not a game that I would prefer to take.
Okay. Well, if you don't like it, then we won't take it.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying I don't like it, but I think there's a game or two that I'll like better.
Okay. Well, let's continue along here. Tampa Bay at Washington. Tampa Bay giving 9.5. No Antonio Brown. Washington off a bye. It's a big spread. I would say no thank you to this one. I don't want involvement.
Well, you got Washington off a bye, and you got Tampa off a bye. Do we remember what happened last time Tampa played?
Last time Tampa played, they got hammered, yes?
Yes.
They got, well, not hammered. They lost in New Orleans, right?
They lost to the Saints.
Yeah, but they don't have Gronk and they don't have Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but last time I checked,
Godwin is hurt.
They got Mike Evans. Washington is not good.
Oh, I agree with that.
Washington is not good. But I get what you're saying. I mean, 9.5, they're a better... I think, and now take it for what it's worth because our picks have stunk. I think there is a game I like better than this one.
I would agree. And could that game be Jacksonville at Indianapolis? Indianapolis laying a big number. 10.5, hot on the heels of a throttling over your Jets. With, mind you, extended time off from last Thursday to this coming Sunday. 10.5 the number.
Well, here's why I like this game. I don't love the hook. I don't. But I'll tell you why I like the game. For the same reason that I felt like the Jets could potentially struggle against Indy is bad teams, big win. How do you follow it up? So, bad team, just beat the Bills. How do you follow it up going to Indy? Like, this could definitely be one of those letdowns.
We already had our moment, and now we'll take our, you know, we won't be, I'd say foot off the gas, but that's silly. But we won't be able to compete at that level 2 weeks in a row. I think it's fair. And Indy's offense, rolling. Absolutely rolling. Thanks to the Jets. So mark that down. I like Indy as well. Detroit at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -8. I don't want this. I don't like it. Detroit, they've played well a lot this year, even though they don't have a win yet. Pittsburgh, you know, they made a meal out of that game on Monday Night Football. It's a short week. They'll win, but do I know they'll cover the 8? I don't. I don't like it.
See, I think Pittsburgh could blow them out.
They could, and they could win by three.
Well, you think, does Detroit come off? I mean, do they come off the bye?
Well, you think they're still on the bye?
Well, I don't know. I mean, bad teams. I mean, having that week off, how are you coming off the bye? Like, how much work did you put in during your time?
Yeah, but you don't think Pittsburgh could go out there and just win this one like 24-17?
Well, their offense isn't great. No, I mean, they have a great defense, but their offense is not great.
It's lousy. And that great defense got lit up by Justin Fields on Monday Night Football.
By the way, we didn't even mention this because there was so much to talk about that day. How about that hit that Justin Fields took on the sideline?
It should have been a personal foul.
Well, no, it shouldn't have been a personal foul. He lowered his shoulder. What is he doing?
I don't remember which one you're talking about then.
The one on the sideline where he lowered his shoulder and Micah Fitzpatrick destroyed him.
I don't remember.
It was a humongous hit.
Okay, I'm sure it was. I don't remember it. New England hosting Cleveland. Patriots giving 2.5. I lean New England, but I can't figure out Cleveland. So if you were telling me you strongly believe in New England, I could go in that direction, but I can't put my finger on Cleveland. And now they've said it and they showed it. They're a better team without Odell Beckham.
Yeah, but they don't have Nick. They're a better team without... Do you see what Nick Chubb did last week?
Is he definitely out? I know he tested positive for COVID, but is he definitely out of this game?
Well, I think it depends because he's vaccinated.
Right, so he could do the two straight days of negative tests and then
negative
play,
tests,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, Patriots coming back home. The way their defense is playing, I mean, it feels like Cleveland can just run the ball, period, regardless of who the running back is, and they got a really good defense, but I would lean New England.
Yeah, I would as well. Mark that one down, RJ. I don't know. This one's weird to me, which means I don't want to play it. But Tennessee's only giving 3 at home to New Orleans. That feels like you would take Tennessee, but why is the number only 3 in this game?
Well, I mean, we went over early in the show what Tennessee has done. I mean, most recently what Tennessee has done. The run that they've been on. Yeah, Well, I think it probably because how good a New Orleans defense is.
I guess. But as good as they were, they weren't great last week against Atlanta.
No, I know. They lost to Atlanta. I don't know. It feels like Tennessee would be the pick there with how well that they played, how well that defense is.
And New Orleans is plus three, minus 120.
All right, so let's stay away from it then. If you think it's fishy, stay away from it.
Yeah, I think it's very fishy. There's a stench around that game. Vikings at Chargers. I think I like this.
I like the Chargers giving three
at home against the Minnesota Vikings.
I like the Chargers.
You like the Chargers too? RJ, write that baby down. Write it down. There was no hesitation. We both like that game. Chargers -3 at home. Maybe that's our game. Carolina at Arizona. I don't want to do this because I don't know what Arizona is going to do health-wise. They were terrific last week. They're giving 10.5. It's a big number. I think they win, but I don't know that they win by 11 or more.
It sounds like he might play, though. It sounds
Kyler
like
Murray?
Kyler Murray should play.
But you don't
play.
Know how healthy he's going to be. You don't know if he finishes the game. You don't know if Hopkins plays. You don't know. You don't know any of these things.
Too many variables. You're correct. Let's move along.
I like that. Too many variables. You're correct. I like that. Philadelphia at Denver. Denver laying 2.5. Is that the real Denver? Or is the Denver against Washington, where they look dreadful and yet won, the real Denver?
Well, I think Denver, I mean, I feel like Denver feels like they got life all of a sudden. Right? They're 5-4, coming off a couple wins. I mean, what's funny is, too, those last two wins are against NFC East teams. They beat Washington and they beat Dallas. So, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater looked really good against
Dallas.
They're
looking to sweep the division this Sunday.
Yeah, I think I would probably lean Denver, Dave.
Yeah. All right. I could be swayed into Denver in this game. And the passing defense from Philly was awful last week. Seattle at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 3.5, but Seattle's minus the 120 plus the 3.5. Russell Wilson's back. You figure that gives them some infusion. I don't know. I think this is probably a field goal game. So I would go Seattle if I was pressed, but I don't think I'd go anywhere here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like. I mean, he's not going to be cleared till Saturday. He insinuated
if he's cleared.
Well, yeah, there's some tests that have to be run with his heart and everything else to see if he's okay. But I don't know. There have been plenty of guys that have had COVID and struggle when they've come back. I think Chandler Jones ended up having to miss an extra week because of the COVID.
Kansas City continues to be favorites in their game. Sunday Night Football should be a high-scoring affair. Kansas City laying 2.5. Against the Raiders. Nah, no thank you.
Yeah, I would stay away from this game. Absolutely stay away from this game.
And then lastly, Monday Night Football, and I'm sorry to say, I kind of like this. The Rams laying 4 off a horrendous performance. The Rams laying 4 Monday Night Football on the road in San Francisco. I like the Rams in this one.
Yeah, I do too.
You do also.
Well, you know how I feel about a team that gets embarrassed. Like, good teams that get embarrassed, they usually follow that up with a really, and it's a division game too. And let's not pretend like the Niners looked good last week.
The Niners looked horrendous last week.
They looked horrendous last week.
Against a very undermanned Arizona team.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's our game. Maybe that's our game. I really like the Rams. RJ, you're a huge, huge Niners fan. How do you feel about that?
I can tell you why the number is what the number is. Kyle Shanahan in the Niners' last 4 games against the Rams, 4-0.
Ugh.
And that's with Jimmy G missing a couple of those.
Man, look what you've done now. All right. I still like the Rams. I still like the Rams.
That's a great. You like them better than the Chargers, though?
I like both.
All right. We got some time.
One of those two. One of the LA teams, I think, will be our team this week. All right. Let's go. We move from that.
This. We will survive no matter what.
It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
To this. Time for our Survivor Pool Picks, brought to you by Jackpocket. Now, let's update everyone. The great Santiago, he wins. He is sitting at the table with his bib on, waiting for dinner. The question now is, who pays for the dinner? Who pays for the dinner? The three of us have lost 2 straight weeks. Is that correct? We lost Cincinnati, and then we lost Dallas. Yes?
You haven't been good, no.
And there's a boob. Okay. So, you want me to go first? I'll go first if you'd like.
Yeah, go first.
Okay, RJ, do I have Pittsburgh available?
You do.
Okay, you sound like you have such disdain when I ask that question.
I'm just glad you didn't pick 2 teams that you've already used like last week.
No, I was confident I had Pittsburgh. I'm not sure they cover. I feel good that they win. I'll take Pittsburgh to win in Survivor.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I have Pittsburgh available, too. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Oh, come on.
No, I know. I mean, I don't have any teams available here. What do you want to tell you?
Fine. Where are you going, RJ?
Well, I will go in a different direction, so it could end. I will take the Colts home to the Jags. I think the Jags stink. And I wish you well with your Steelers pick. And by wish you well, I mean I hope you both lose.
So let me see if I have this correct now. If the Colts win and the Steelers lose, you're now free, and it just battles between the two of us, yes?
Yes, and if the Colts lose and the Steelers win...
Now you're paying for the dinner.
We have our conclusion.
Then there you have it. Now, if he has to pay for the dinner, Rick, will you write... First of all, if it ever even happens, will you write a full thank you note to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I might as well.
I feel like I have to.
I think after what we just received from that man.
See, here's the thing, though, too. I want to change my pick because I think it's foolish that we take the same teams.
Okay. Change
but,
it.
You can.
Well,
no,
because now all of a sudden, I mean, the team I would probably take is Tampa. But now when I look at Pittsburgh's schedule moving forward, I mean, after Detroit, I'm not going to take them against the Chargers, at Cincinnati, Baltimore, Minnesota. No, I mean, I got to use Pittsburgh now. I got no choice.
Does he have Tampa available, though, RJ?
I do.
You do. Okay. I think you have until the music stops playing to change your pick.
That's
After
right.
After the music ends, it is
now locked in. I'll give you a five-second window. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the read for the closing of Survivor. At the end of the read, I'm going to revisit with you and see if you want to change. The Survivor Pool Picks brought to you by Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and play official state lottery games on your phone. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants or needs help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. All right, what are you doing?
I think I'm keeping Pittsburgh.
All right,
it's two Pittsburghs and one Colts. Cut the music. You're locked in.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I was told something by many people now on Twitter. I have no real confirmation of it, but if this is true, I can see something interesting down the road here. I guess on his podcast yesterday, Field Yates said he is the best in the world at knowing where someone went to college.
What do you mean you think that this could lead to something great down the road?
Well, like we could have like a battle between Field Yates and myself.
No, I'm saying you use the word think. No, it's on now.
It's on?
No, you can't just flippantly make a statement like that and not expect to be called on it.
Well, he made the statement. I received a tweet about it yesterday, and I didn't really know what it was. It was like, you know, Field made some outlandish statement, whatever. I was like, all right, I don't know really what that means. And then I got numerous tweets today saying this is what the man said. Like, he said there is no one better at him than knowing where a guy went to college. Here we go. And this is a guy right up your alley. NY Isles number one fan. Something very troubling happened yesterday. Field Yates said on Fantasy Focus, he's the best at saying where people went to college. And then this great tweeter goes on to say, you need to challenge him to a match on the show.
But that's exactly what it is. You heard the name of the pod. It's fantasy. He's living a fantasy right now.
So you have no doubts.
No doubts. An amount of money that would hurt if I lost it, I would put behind you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Or they beat Glore. You think he knows Glore?
There's no chance he knows Glore. Zero. There's no way he knows Glore. And there's no way he knows more in that area than you do. I listen on Saturdays, man. You go like, I mean, there are times where you go 15-0.
I rarely miss a where did he go to college question. Rarely, if ever.
Well, the only time you miss him is if it's some like, he went to some obscure junior college or something before he actually, you know what I mean? Like those, which are not even fair.
Yeah, and I have a couple of beauties. Like Dave Craig is one of my all-time favorites. You remember Dave Craig, the quarterback for the Seahawks?
Yep.
Went to Milton College. Doesn't exist any longer. Milton College.
We played at Milton Academy when I went to St. Sebastian's.
I don't know
Milton
that that's Academy. The same. But I mean,
no, I don't believe it is.
Do you think that Field, because I don't think he hates me yet. We have a nice relationship. We used to host the fantasy show together on Sundays. Do you think that we should reach out to him and try to get this battle? Because he laid down the gauntlet. Like, he laid down the idea of no one can be better at this than I am.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't ask for this.
Mm-mm.
This wasn't something you went and looked for. No, I mean, he may not like you afterwards because you're going to embarrass him. But yeah, absolutely, RJ, today, call whoever you have to call. We want Field on at some point next week.
And he's probably looking for a challenge. Like, he's probably walking around swinging it, thinking nobody can compete with me. And where did this guy go to college? I think we have someone that can compete with him. I think we do.
But why else would you say it, though? You're right. Why else would you say it? You're actively looking. By saying that, you're actively looking for someone to challenge you.
That's right. It's like Kobayashi walking around and saying, you know what? I can eat more hot dogs than anybody. No one can eat the hot dogs and the bun and the water dipping more than me. And all of a sudden, a man by the name of Joey Chestnut just comes walking down the pike. Walking down the pike. I'm the Joey Chestnut of where did he go to college?
The David Walnut Rothenberg.
Yes. I am that chestnut.
I am that chestnut.
I am that chestnut.
Let's get this done.
RJ, you going to get this done?
I mean, I'll try.
I'm excited for this.
That I've never heard you have less excitement than an answer you've given us on the air than, yep, yeah, I guess I'll try.
I mean, listen, I don't know what his appetite is to combat with you on these colleges.
Well, he's a small man, so I can't imagine he eats much.
Me or him? I don't know who you're taking a shot at.
No, your boy. Everybody. You guys kind of resemble each other a little bit.
They kind of resemble each other? If I told you they had the same mother, you wouldn't be surprised by that. They don't kind of resemble each other.
We actually passed each other once in Bristol, and he didn't care to ask who I was, but he did acknowledge that I looked like him.
Walked by you, and he was like,
very
wait a minute.
Confused.
Are you me? Like, he was probably shocked at seeing you.
Yeah, but then he probably realized I'm a lot more important than him. Who cares? It's what I got from it.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, that's the case.
No, he's doing some fantasy podcast. I mean, you're doing Morning Drive in New York City, baby.
That's right. That's a fair point.
Hi, I'm Meadowfields. We got to get this done.
I think it needs to be done. RJ, you need to get it done. But before we get that done, we have to take a listen to Zach Wilson. Tell me when we hear this. And by the way, let's line up the calls. It's a Friday. You know, wish us a good weekend. Tell us how much you enjoyed the show. Tell us if you have an issue with us. Whatever you'd like. 1-800-919-3776. Do you believe, honestly, I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to ask you, is Zach Wilson telling the truth when he says, Mike White and I, we always root for each other? Here's the Jets quarterback.
Doesn't even need to be talked about. I mean, that's the coolest part is, you know, I think we both understand that this is part of the business of football, and we both understand that, you know, I want to play, he wants to play, you know, it's just how it is. So it's like, what's the point of button heads when we can help each other out? You know, I think we can both benefit from the situation. And so, you know, I really don't feel like there's any reason to even have to talk about it. I feel like we're naturally just really good friends as it is. And, you know, I was pumped for him when he plays, and he's pumped for me when I'm playing and doing well. And so we're able to just share those thoughts and ideas and bounce things off each other. And it's really cool because I feel like in college, you know, whether you get hurt or you're the backup, you know, you want the team to do well, but apart in your head, you're like, oh man, I hope the backup doesn't do well, right? But in the NFL, it's so different. You know, I really do hope Mike does well. I hope the team wins. And it's just because of the business of it all and the way that Mike treats me when he was the backup. You know, he deserves to do well. He's been working his butt off. And so the whole situation is just, it's been a lot smoother than you would think it would be, right? And so I think it's only going to be beneficial for me in the long run.
All right, so I have my take. I set you up for it. You believe he is completely honest there, or he is lying through his teeth?
I think right now in this moment, he's probably being honest. But he gave you a glimpse into, I mean, he mentioned it. Like, in college, it's different. So I don't know why now all of a sudden it would be different. But I think that's a kid that's a super confident kid, and he knows that I'm the second overall pick. So at some point, I'm gonna have my opportunity.
I think that's true, but there's no way that what he says is legitimate. There's no way he's going out. Like, it's not human nature. I'm not blaming Zach Wilson. It's not human nature to be battling with someone else for the job and for that person to take center stage.
Well, he doesn't.
It's not normal.
But he obviously doesn't think like he's really battling for the job right now.
But if like that you said it before, if Mike White goes out there and plays well on Sunday and the Jets win, who's the quarterback the following week against Miami?
It's going to be Mike White.
Okay.
But again, I mean, he has the comfort of knowing that he was the second overall pick. So he feels like he's going to get his opportunity. And he probably watches Mike White play, as good as Mike White has been, and says to himself, and I'm hoping he's saying it to himself, is I'm better than Mike White. That's the only way.
I just don't believe that. I don't think it makes him a bad guy. I mean, if I was competing with, I guess you're right. I guess he doesn't think he's competing. But if someone, here's what I'll say. If someone filled in on the show, and we don't get immediate ratings, right? It takes weeks and weeks and weeks. But if I took vacation and Carlin sat in, and all of a sudden I got back from vacation and the ratings were way better than when I was hosting the show, I wouldn't feel good about it. And when Carlin hosted the next show, I would hope, and maybe I don't think it makes me a bad guy, I think it makes me human. I would hope that the ratings were lesser when Carlin hosted than when I hosted with you.
Well, I think it would depend on the situation, though, wouldn't it? I mean, if you were handpicked by the general manager of the station as the host for this show, and then given a long term commitment, it wouldn't be as difficult.
But it's still not a great look for me.
Well, no, I don't think it's a great look for Zach Wilson either. But I mean, the fact is that he told you in college that it was different, that he didn't want to see the backup do well. Now, I don't know why that would be different at this level, but I think part of that is because he was the second overall pick, and he doesn't necessarily look at Mike White as a true threat yet. I think that tone will change. If Mike White goes out and plays great against Buffalo, ask Zach Wilson that question again and tell me what his answer is.
I think he'd give you a similar answer, though.
No, but it would be that. Then I don't think he'd be truthful. Right now, I don't think he looks at Mike White as a real threat yet.
So Mike White goes out there, 17 of 23, 244, two touchdowns, and a 21-17 win. And you think that truthful answer next week for Zach Wilson is, you know what, I hope he doesn't do well.
If he's got real
truth serum.
Yes, this just got real. Right now, he hasn't truly embraced that Mike White is the threat. It's Mike White treats me really nice. I'm happy for him. He's getting his shot. But ultimately, this is going to be my job. That's how he feels in this moment. Now, like you just mentioned, he plays great against Buffalo. They win. And now they win again. Now, all of a sudden, you're going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you can't get your job back?
Now we have an issue. Because as much as they want me to be successful, because I was a second overall pick, they also want to win. It doesn't matter where you're drafted. If you give the team the best opportunity to win, and Mike White establishes himself as, listen, I can play this position at a high level, then we'll have some... Then we'll have some different conversations when Zach Wilson gets asked that question.
Will you be, I think you typically are, but will you be really honest with me if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. You were the number one pick in the draft.
Yep.
You were clearly the Islanders guy. If you didn't play a game, were you rooting for the backup to go out there and get a shutout and play better than you had played in the games prior?
In all honesty, it would depend on who the backup was. When Snowy and I were goalie partners, I would, and this is no lie, I would hope that he played well because we were that close.
Because liked him that much.
Well, no, we were roommates. Like he was one of the veteran guys that took me under his wing, and actually, I mean, I'd be over his house all the time. Like taught me what it was to be a pro. So I rooted for him to have success. Steve Valiquette, same thing. I rooted for him to have success.
There are some guys that you would have rooted against, or at least just not to do great.
But again, I mean, it's in those situations, if it's somebody that comes in that is of a certain age that you feel like is a true threat to taking your job, then all of a sudden, yeah, human nature takes over because now you're threatening my livelihood. I can't root for you. As much as I might like you, I can't root for you. Like, yeah, I want the team to win, but I want the team to win 6-5. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, this can't be, you know, 45 save shutouts. Because that's no good.
But that's what you saw when he started against Cincinnati. It was a 45-save, 3-0 shutout for Mike White. That's what it was.
Exactly right. But you're like, okay, this guy earned it. He's earned it. You know, he's been up and down from the practice squad 11 different times. So clearly they don't have real long-term plans for this guy. Treats me really well. So yeah, hey, good job, Mike. Awesome. Great work. Now he does it against Buffalo, and then he follows that one up.
Until it gets real.
Because Mike White's young enough where he could, I mean, Mike White's young enough where he could be in the long-term plans. You know what I mean?
I mean, in theory, he could be. I mean, in practice, I don't know how he could be, being that they took another kid second overall. But yes, age-wise, he could be.
But it's not like you haven't seen it happen before, though, right? Like Seattle goes out and spends all that money on Matt Flynn. Russell Wilson steps in, and I know he was drafted, so it's a little bit different, right? He's not a guy you just picked up and he was on your practice squad. You drafted him, so you had plans for him. But you just paid Matt Flynn a ton of money. Russell Wilson steps in, and boom, forget about Matt Flynn. I mean, there's not a lot of people that thought that Tom Brady at the time was going to be a good NFL quarterback. He couldn't keep his job at Michigan. Drew Henson took his job at Michigan. We've all seen the pictures of Tom Brady at the combine.
Absolutely.
But in Drew Bledsoe making a ton of money, Bill Belichick saw something in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was the right age where, okay, I think we got something.
It was the perfect storm. It was the absolute perfect storm. It's an interesting conversation, though. 800-919-3776. Also, right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets, see the Jets take on the Bills this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, brought to you by the New York Jets. Get to MetLife Stadium this Sunday to see the New York Jets host the Buffalo Bills at 1 p.m. Lock in your seats at nyjets.com/tickets. Let's go to, you have something to say?
Yeah, the other thing, though, too, is, and we don't know, I mean, I've heard some stuff, but we don't really know the inner workings of it, though, is you also have to remember, I mean, right now Zach Wilson has the, he has the support of the GM, and he's got the support of the owner, and they've also bent over backwards to do everything and anything for him. Right? Like, Mike LaFleur would rather
call plays. John Beck as his quarterback coach, because that's what he wants.
Exactly right. So that also plays into how you feel about Mike White having success. You know what I mean? Like, they've done everything for me, so clearly I'm their guy.
He's the guy. Listen, I get it. And I would feel a way about it. I would not feel great watching someone else do the job that I was brought in to do and do it better than I have been able to do it so far. I'm being honest with you.
No, I know, but I still do think, I mean, in the moment you're saying that, but if the thought in your mind was, yeah, I haven't been great, but in my mind I know I'm better, then I don't think it'd be as bad for you.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Let's go to Rick in Queens. Rick, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. I'm telling you, it kind of goes like this. Think of it like this. If you have an ex-girlfriend, you don't want her to hook up with someone that looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You want her to hook up with someone that looks like JJ from Good Time. I mean, it just kind of goes like that. There's no way. He's lying, but I can understand the position. You don't want somebody to do well in your spot. So don't.
Yeah, but as far as he's concerned, though. But here's the thing, though. You got to understand the mindset, though. The mindset of his, though, Rick, is that in that comparison you just made, he's the Rock. Like, that's how he fancies himself. So it's like, oh, you want to date other people? Yeah, okay, you can. Yeah, I'm glad you had fun, because right now that guy she's dating is no real threat to him as far as he's concerned.
Until she is.
Until all of a sudden now it's a second date and a third date. She's like, wow, he treats me so well. Maybe he's not as handsome as you, but he provides me with everything else. And oh, by the way, he's hung like a donkey. Like then you're like, oh, okay, let's change this up now.
Yeah, you could be having, listen, it's human nature to not, and again, I'm not saying they're in competition, because clearly Zach Wilson is the guy that's going to get every opportunity. But if Mike White goes out there and is phenomenal this weekend, could buy himself another week, and then he could be good against Miami. And at what point does it stop? And at what point does Zach Wilson internally say to himself, you know what, it's enough. I like the guy. He's a great guy. I've seen enough. I want him to not play well this weekend.
When he becomes, that becomes a real threat to him, losing his job.
Which is like, could it be this week? Is it 3 weeks? Like, where is that line in the sand?
Well, I mean, you say, if it's this week, it's going to turn to the week after that, too. Because we talked about the runway of games here where the Jets will actually have a chance to win.
Because then it gets easier after
this
week.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I mean, if he finds a way to win against Buffalo, then you look at the games coming up, and you're like, okay, well, if he played that good against Buffalo, there's no reason he can't play good in this game, and they could have a chance to win, and then this game. And then before you know it, you ask Zach Wilson that question, he's like, yeah,
I hope he sucks.
I guess it's good that Mike's winning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never really liked him anyway. All right, Santi, here we go. Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
And a lot of choices for this Friday edition, but I'm going to go with Field Yates on this one, because this allegedly the gauntlet has been thrown down. He says nobody's better than him when it comes to naming who went to what college. Dave, are you going to challenge him, point in his face like Hulk Hogan, or maybe call him garbage like Macho Man?
You are nothing but garbage.
Is this matchup going to happen?
Listen, I would love the matchup to happen. I know Field is a very important person who may not have a ton of time, but the invitation is out there. If he'd like to come on the show for the challenge, I'd love to have him on the show for the challenge.
Number two.
Well, someone who definitely wants no part of you is Andrew Gunling.
No, because I've had it.
And he's unfollowed you on Twitter. To be that annoying. And there's a little bit of a pattern developing here. Dave Buster Olney, Diana Rossini. If you're not careful, I'm going to be next on this list.
This is troubling.
It really is. I'm a problem.
number one.
Who else could it be but Glor University?
Or they beat Glor.
I have no idea who made that account, but you are a genius, sir. Keep tweeting.
An absolute genius. And Glor University now has I think, double-digit followers. So that accredited university continues to impress us day after day after day. All right. And there you go. That's your three stars. You'd say, all right, that's the show. That's the weekend. No, no, no. No, no, no. Coming up in just moments, KJM, we bring in Keyshawn and Max to DiPietro and Rothenberg. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on? What's happening, Captain?
So we just got into this discussion, and it was Zach Wilson coming on saying, you know what, I'm rooting for Mike White. I hope he plays well. I'm not concerned about, you know, a battle. In college, I might have been. In the NFL, I'm not. But let's be fair. Mike White has been the better quarterback so far this season between the two of them. Key, is he lying? Is he lying to us saying that he's happy that Mike White is doing well and hopes he does well again this weekend?
Absolutely, he's telling the truth. Because he ain't going to lose his job. They just gave him, what, $30-something million? He's not going nowhere. Mike White is auditioning for another team, but also auditioning to be the backup quarterback of the New York Jets for at least the next 24 months. It's not going to happen. They drafted a dude number 2 overall and gave him a bunch of money. You know, the whole game, best player play and all that, when you hear from coaches, not in this situation. Best player not going to play in this situation.
Well, then also, guys, keep in mind, Mike White was drafted in 2018. He's been in the NFL and around the NFL for 3 years. It's not apples to apples. So think of any, like New Yorkers can remember Eli Manning as a rookie. They brought in Kurt Warner. Things were done differently then. But, of course, the rookie is usually not going to be as good as the veteran, even if it doesn't seem like he's a veteran, but a guy who has some years under his belt. Mike White, at this moment, is obviously the better quarterback. But the question is, who do you think is going to be the better quarterback 2-3 years from now?
It's going to be Zach Wilson, because right. Mike White will never get the opportunity based on where they drafted Zach Wilson. So it's going to obviously be Zach. Mike will be the better quarterback, but he'll never get the opportunity with the New York Jets to be that guy. Got to think, they took him in the second round. I mean, the second pick overall. They're not getting ready to be like, oh, we made a mistake.
Yeah, I think there's also, guys, the idea that if a guy's been cut from practice squads and stuff like that, people have taken a good long look at him and decided he's limited in certain ways. Now, it doesn't mean he can't wind up having a better career than Zach Wilson, but he's right about the Jets investment.
He probably is, though, guys, better than Zach Wilson, but because they invested that money in that pick.
You think he's going to be better than Zach Wilson?
He probably could be, better than him, and he probably is better than him right now. But they're not going to give him a fair shot and opportunity.
Yeah, and plus it's not fair to Zach Wilson, right? I mean, guys want to win football games, and you can't just give Zach Wilson back the job because he's the second overall pick. Key, let me ask you this, because I know you were hesitant to be all in with the coaching staff with the Jets. As a Jets fan myself, I'm a little concerned for this reason. Robert Saleh got the job because he was a great defensive coordinator for the 49ers.
He did a good job.
Okay, he did a good job, a lot of talent, but even when they were hurt, he put a pretty good defense on the field. This Jets defense, it happened against New England. They promised me it wouldn't happen again. Now, national TV, they get embarrassed by the Colts. Do you look at something like that? Okay, he's supposed to be, you know, great on the defensive side of the ball, and as bad as this defense has been, does that give you cause for pause with Robert Saleh?
I have cause for pause anyway, because I don't know. Starting up top in the front office, all the way down to the sidelines, if this is the right makeup. And what I mean by that is, I go to look at timelines from the drafting of Zach Wilson to moving on from Sam Darnold, which right now seems to be the right move, drafting somebody other than Sam, but how they did it. They lose Greg Knapp in a horrible accident. He passes away, but they don't bring in a quarterback coach to help the young quarterback or a veteran quarterback, but then they decide later on in the year to bring in Beck and move Mike LaFleur upstairs. So you start looking at all those different things and saying to yourself, why are they doing this? Because they don't really know what they're doing as far as I'm concerned. Defensively, he hasn't lived up to the billing that got him the job.
Oh. Well, that's very, very distressing for the Jets fan. Guys, you got to start the 8 o'clock hour. We're gonna join your show, and everyone in New York is going to absolutely consume this thing and adore this thing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. That, of course, is Max and Keyshawn from KJM. Your Jets going to win this this Sunday?
You may not. If they win on Sunday, you may not see me till Wednesday.
You'll be getting the mail in skivvies.
It'll be a celebration.
Rule 76.
No excuses. Plague a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
everybody.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.